Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the defense secretary has come out and warned Israel about the consequences militarily and economically of striking Iran. You've got the British government basically saying they're getting ready for it, but endorsing it. The French government is saying it's a horrible idea. Israel saying they may strike them as early as, about 20 days from now, the start of next month. Clearly, they're trying to sell the attacks right now. And we've been talking about this so long, we tend to get an idea in our heads that this can't happen. Like Libya, like Iraq, like Afghanistan. But Iran is upwards of 80 million people, and they've got a lot more high-tech weapons than Iraq had after decades of sanctions and ongoing bombardments and inspectors crawling all over their country. And the head of their intelligence agency, in fact, I mentioned this a few days ago, but it's important to get back to, came out and said, we are going to bring a street battle. In fact, Jeremy, will you re-pull me that article for the third time? Thanks. I know you keep giving it to me, but I keep forgetting to actually read what he said. And he said, we're going to bring street battles to Tel Aviv. We're going to bring it to the United States. We're going to bring it to Europe. And so Iran is walking directly into the globalist trap, because even if they can't carry out those asymmetrical warfare, guerrilla warfare responses, guerrilla warfare, the globalists, the global corporations playing countries off against each other will stage it, will stage it. And I've had a lot of guests on over the years, and, of course, much of it's been declassified. The question is it still the case? But it certainly was the case that the CIA and others allowed the Ayatollah Khomeini to be brought in out of Paris and to be put into power. And then to take the hostages and then to blame it on Jimmy Carter. And I'm no fan of Jimmy Carter. He was a globalist, trilateral commission person. The point is, this is the inner fighting with these groups going on. And Iran-Contra came out in Congress where they gave them weapons and money off of the money that they made off selling cocaine in the U.S. to basically keep the hostages and hold them till Ronald Reagan got into office. So all of this is admitted. And you guys did print me the article, but actually print me the original, if you will. Thank you. This is from Infowars.com, where we reposted it. I want to get the original for folks. Iran threatens street war if U.S. is in U.S. if attacked. And you actually found another one I hadn't seen. This is where they also threaten the U.S. That the article I want is Iran threatens street war in Tel Aviv, the Israeli capital. That's the one I want. You found another one. Thank you. Good job. I will cover that when we get to that point. David Icke, yeah, there it is. David Icke is joining us. Always interesting, always informative, always mind-blowing. He wasn't going to be with us today. He had a cold after flying back from New Zealand, but he's better. On 11-11-11, I should point out, looking at my atomic clock over there, it says 11-11-11. And it kind of snuck up on us. Oh, yeah, the Associated Press is reporting that they've shut down the Great Pyramid and other pyramids because of reports there'd be Illuminati rituals there, but they're shutting it down so they can't have the rituals, the AP reports, but shutting it down is the way to have the rituals. And by the way, world leaders went in 2000, which really wasn't the new millennium, 2001 was, to the Great Pyramid and actually did weird rituals on TV. I taped it on VHS, never re-aired it, meant to, and could never find it again. But I know a lot of you did see it. It was all these fireworks and weird giant TV screens with devils marching around and all these world leaders. And it was a public Illuminati ritual. And AP reports there are rituals worldwide today. So that's in my stack. I'm going to be getting to that coming up as well. Then Bob Chapman always joins us. Get the latest on Penn State, you name it. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, this is going to be an unbelievably jam-packed transmission today. It is 11-11-11. I don't put stock in numerology, but from China to the United States, from France to Mexico, from Chile to Japan, throughout history, every ruling elite is obsessed with the occult and numerology. And we'll ask David Icke, who studied these people in depth, exactly why that is. And he's always exposed the fact that it's pedophile rings in the last 100 years at least that run the planet, that the British royal family are really Transylvanian, that they're a bunch of body part eaters. And now that's come out in the news that they're not hundreds of years ago, but even more recently, eating human body parts, that they have attendants that take care of their every intimate detail, and that they're into all sorts of sick behavior. And now Prince Charles says he might move to Transylvania, and that's where their lineage comes from, and on and on and on. It gets more and more weird with the whole Penn State situation. And obviously, Paterno has gotten criminal defense lawyers, and he better, because he knew about this for over a decade and did nothing as it was ongoing. This was going on since 1994 when he knew. And the school president knew. Now, I did reading the MSNBC headline. I did some more research this morning. It is true that the police were contacted in the town, and the police there at the college police, and the grand juries knew as early as 2000, had hearings in 2002, 2005, 2008. So the whole group is complicit, basically, and that's why he may not get indicted. And if they find out that he went to the police, we don't know who went, and then they didn't do anything, then he's off the hook. But they all need to be brought in for questioning, and you can't send the FBI in to do this. I mean, it was run by J. Edgar Hoover, who was part of the whole club. I mean, it's well documented, running around in women's dresses and going to big orgy parties, and famous witnesses, Cohen's girlfriend, the famous lawyer, you know, reportedly saying she saw Hoover having sex with, quote, young boys. You've got some of that alluded to in the new film coming out that Clint Eastwood's putting out. Reportedly, the FBI kind of threatened him over it. But that's why this has gotten so bad, because these people get into power and they just start recruiting more and more and more. What's that? Oh, it is 11-11 right now. But it's 11-11 24 times around the world today. So it's 11-11, and yes, they were worried, I guess, 7-8 hours ago over in the Middle East, and they all these weirdos were trying to get in to do rituals, and so they said, we're shutting it down, but we'll have some contingents inside the pyramids ourselves. And again, I'm sure nowadays somebody can dig it out. I saw it on PBS. They did a 24-hour broadcast from the Great Pyramid, and they had all this weird rituals going on, and they dialed to French TV and a national concert there where the guy in French was saying, oh, Lucifer, we love you. And I'm sitting there watching this as they went around the world on PBS, and I was taping it. And back then it was myself, my wife, and maybe one other crew member, and I never even had time to edit it, get it off the VHS or air it. Somebody at a PBS station has that 24-hour broadcast with, I mean, weird devil worship right on television. I mean, it was bizarre. But here it is today. This is out of Associated Press. Egypt closes Great Pyramid after rumors of rituals. But you notice the closing of it then allows the rituals. And that's come out in the news that they allow elites in the Supreme Antiquities Department to close it down and go into it and do weird stuff. And world leaders were in attendance in 2000, including what George Herbert Walker Bush. And they were in religious rapture as this was happening. So you can say all this is silly and stupid until you've been to Bohemian Grove or until you watch the footage ABC News got of Skull and Bones. They're taking it deadly serious when they were worshiping Lucifer and doing mock human sacrifices. ABC News videotaped that. The most powerful secret society in the United States, undoubtedly Skull and Bones, that is just a chapter of the Illuminati. And they themselves admit that. And then I snuck into Bohemian Grove, which is a larger recruiting arm of that, and watched them do their ritual to Moloch and to do a mock human sacrifice of a child. They claim it was mock. And the old men were in rapture and were grinding their teeth in religious exaltation. It was similar to being in a, you know, Baptist church when the preacher's praying for somebody who's sick in the congregation, but the opposite. It was similar, but the opposite. You know, that loving feeling of people caring and everything. It was the opposite. It was like a feeling of rapine. And so I was like, wow, this is really interesting. They're like, shut up. Ugh. Mike Hansen's like, oh, and they looked at him like they were about to kill him because Mike snuck in with me. And, you know, there's footage of us in that crowd, and those men just, And so you can say, oh, it's just some stupid play they're doing. No, it's not. They're deadly serious about it. Remember, decades ago, people warned about this. People are like, oh, that's not going on. Yes, it's going on. Here it is. Egypt closes Great Pyramid after rumors of rituals. Egypt's Antiquities Authority closed the largest of Giza pyramids Friday following rumors that groups would try to hold spiritual ceremonies on the site at 11:11 a.m. on November 11, 2011. The authority's head, Mustafa Amin, said in a statement Friday that the pyramid, also known as Cheops, would be closed to visitors until Saturday morning for necessary maintenance. Yes, I'm sure. I mean, this is all the big devil cult that's into these pyramids. That's their symbol of the New World Order. The closure follows a string of unconfirmed reports in local media that unidentified groups would try to hold Jewish or Masonic rites. Well, they admit that Aleister Crowley went there and did them. On the site to take advantage of mysterious powers coming from the pyramid on the rare date. Amen called all reports of planned ceremonies on the site completely lacking in truth. The complex's director, Ali Al-Asfar, said Friday that an Egyptian company requested permission last month to hold an event called Hug the Pyramid, in which 120 people would join hands at the ancient burial structure. Yeah, that's their little cute political correct thing. Let's just call it Hugging the Pyramid. We'll all join hands and get the power off this thing. That's what the Illuminists believe. Pyramids give them power. And we'll just tell people it's a liberal hugging. That's what the occult's all about, is the general public not knowing what they're seeing, and then they give you a cover story. Oh, these are gunshot detectors we're putting up all over your town under Homeland Security. And then years later, their microphones were listening to every word you say. Deputy head of Homeland Security said, "You'll never know when we're listening or not." Again, deception, killing, stealing, destroying. They want to watch the world burn. It hit me again this morning when I read a particular article I'm going to get to here in a moment, that's the globalists really are demon-possessed. This has never been a heavy religious show. I am a Christian. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but I cover the news. But the more you study these people, it's really true. Even if you're an atheist and don't believe in God, I see atheists send me emails saying, "I like your news and analysis, but please stop pushing religion on us." Listen, if I wanted to have a religious show, I could have one on the weekend, or I could switch to that. That's not what I'm doing here. But that's a real element of this. In fact, it's the top element. It's the main element. It's the center of this system. The globalists are into a religion. And even if you don't believe in a religion that, say, pygmies believe in Africa, I mean, worshiping animals or whatever, or you don't believe in Islam, or you don't believe in Christianity or whatever, the point is there's still people that believe that, and if you were an anthropologist, you would study that. But they act like, "No, I don't even look at that." Well, that religion affects things. And I'm telling you, the elite have a Luciferian religion. They are not devil worshipers. They believe Lucifer is God. Now, it tends to be Satanists that serve them as their mid-level, and then below that, compartmentalized people who actually mean well and are under peer pressure control. And then that's pretty much the power strategy of the pyramid, is you got those that actually believe the false lie, the deception, that give power to the beast system. You've got the Satanist, and then mercenaries and control freaks and sadist and wicked people beneath that. And then at the top, the very small core of the New World Order are heavily deceived, but actually believe that they are bringing in this enlightened New Age world government to cleanse the earth of the human scourge, to reduce the majority of the world population, and to bring in the age of Lucifer, or the age of Aquarius. And this is their writings. This is the First Earth Battalion official Pentagon teaching since the 1970s. And we've covered that. And I've talked to members of those top teams. I've talked to the head of Fort Bragg, the head of Special Forces, the head of all Army Special Ops. I've talked to 3-star generals here on air about this stuff. And it's real. It's real. And whether some scientifically believe that the human brain has a sixth sense, it's been proven scientifically, but that it's actually broadcasting. You read the Bible says that we're made in the image of God as creators, sub-creators. That's why we create, we build. But the devil is never a maker. He's a taker. He's a destroyer. And so that's the system that this dark global spirit energy force, whatever you want to call it, some would say it's manifested by bad people, and then it's like a group collective of evil fighting the group collective of good. That's kind of what the New Agers think. And see, they're deceived as well. It's much larger than that. And it is manifesting this system of destruction. And I'll give you an example of that. Radiation levels across the world are going up, up, up. We're going to break that down on the other side. Stay with us.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 11, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,772.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,816.21, $908.11 for a half ounce, or $454.05 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,816.21, $908.11, and $454.05.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Look at how the occult is pushed everywhere on the youth. Look at how almost every girl's program, cartoon, you name it, is about witchcraft. It's real. Even if God and the devil don't exist, for those of you out there that are doubters, it doesn't matter. The globalists believe it. They are manifesting it. And then I get people going, I'm a Wiccan. How dare you say we're devil worshipers? You know, we're this old religion of the earth. Look, I've studied the anthropology. Don't push your propaganda on me, okay? I'm not saying you're an inherently evil person. You are deceived. Every ancient religion sacrificed humans. Every ancient religion engaged in bloodletting. Every ancient religion worshiped the same entities, the same manifestations. So don't give me that bull. You are porch minions. You are not in the inner group. I have read the inner group's writings. I have spent the time. I have done scholarly research. I have looked at mainstream magazines where they constantly dig up big digs in all over Europe with sacrificed men, women, and children, you name it, wicker men. You don't think that's just a movie, do you? Sometimes if things got bad, they'd take the chief or his son and put them in a wicker man and burn them to get rain to come. Even some of the Western Native Americans, when there were droughts and problems, would sacrifice people. There was sacrifice in North America, not just Southern North America, in Mexico. Every culture. And you notice the anthropologists always say, well, don't judge those cultures. Really, I judge the Nazis as bad. No, I will make a cultural statement that the Aztecs were absolutely out of their minds wicked. I will make the cultural distinction the Nazis were absolutely out of their minds wicked. I will make the cultural distinction that the communists were out of their minds wicked. That the Jacobins and the French Revolution crew were all into the occult. It was the Illuminati. And they did kill around 10% of the population, raping, robbing, marauding, not just killing wealthy people, as much as specialized wealthy rich, orchestrating it. They tried to go to a 9-day week. They tried to abolish the family. See, I know history, so I know everything we're now under is the Illuminati. Oh, and I'm afraid to get the first ever in-depth total data dump from Charlotte Iserby. She's getting older herself. Her husband's died. Her father's dead. His father was Skull and Bones. She was number two, Department of Education. Found out about all this stuff. She gave Anthony Sutton the first stuff we could confirm about Skull and Bones 20 years ago. She gave us all the rest of it in the interview at PrisonPlanet.tv right now in the special reports area. In fact, please go there and we'll show people where they can find it. PrisonPlanet.tv. You go to the special reports area. So I forget the exact title of the piece, even though I came up with it. This has been 6 months in the making, and this is only part one. It's over an hour long. We've got even more. We have 8 hours of this. This is a condensed one. We're going to dump basically the whole thing with just the pauses and things cut out in the next few months for everybody. And how the Illuminati had been kicked out of the U.S. They came in. They took over through Skull and Bones. It might be in the seeing the special reports area. It'll be one of those. And at this distance, I can't read it. And it may have already scrolled off. It's the Charlotte Iserby. I'll find it during the break. It doesn't matter. I'll get the name of it and give people during the break. You just got to go to the archive. It's got more listed there, and it's right there. They're putting so much on there now, it's already scrolled off. The point is that report is up there. And she discovered in her research, and she shows it all from their own writings, some of which are internal Skull and Bones, that the Illuminati created psychology. They said, we want to find out how to manipulate people. We're going to make it scientific here in Bavaria, Germany. We've overthrown France. We want to get rid of the family, totally overturn society, and make ourselves the rulers or literal gods over people and bring in a total tyranny. But we're going to recruit well-meaning people to join our lower rungs, the outer groups, thinking we're trying to overthrow the oppression of the church as they saw it and the corrupt royalty. But really, we'll just set ourselves up as the kings. And then they came over here and set up psychology, set up eugenics, set up the whole system we're under today. We are living in an Illuminati wonderland. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'll give you the title of that Charlotte Iserby piece that's at PrisonPlanet.tv as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I will be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, we're here every weeknight, 7 o'clock at PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com as well for the InfoWars Nightly News. We did find the title of that Charlotte Iserby piece. And quite frankly, a lot of times when we give our videos and our reports titles, the title doesn't even give it justice. We throw that title back up on screen for me. Thanks. Charlotte Iserby, Skull and Bones, The Order at Yale Revealed. I mean, actually, I gave it another headline, but the headline would probably should actually be Skull and Bones Insider Blows It Sky High. Skull and Bones Secrets Blown Wide Open. I mean, if you get a royal flush in poker, it's a royal flush. You don't say, hey, I got two of a kind. That's what I like about Natural News. Their writer, when a big report came out from Texas A&M showing 77% of honey on store shelves is not honey, is flavored corn syrup, and they're lying, labeling it as that. Texas A&M, it was shock findings. You need to tell people when something's shocking. It's almost like there's restraint. And I try to drill it in the guys. I said, when something's sensational, it's sensational. Like we had a headline a week ago. It was like, TSA, you know, Viper teams, more states accepting Viper teams. It should be feds taking over more states. Because, by the way, they're not even accepting them. They're just doing it. You know, martial law being implemented. I mean, you know, again, and I understand. I'm using this as a learning experience. I understand that people who live this and fight this all the time, we even get acclimated towards just accepting it and not seeing how serious all of this stuff is. Now, I want to get into I want to air this Charlotte Isherby piece. We aired it during the 27-hour broadcast, but it has not gotten the attention it deserves. Charlotte Isherby breaks down the history of the Secret Order and reveals just how big this elite club at Yale really is and how much political power they have wielded over the past 180 years. Well, they're not big. They're very small, but just how incredibly important they are. Isherby unveils the connection of her father and grandfather to Skull and Bones, secret society, including an exclusive look at the official members list the public was never meant to see. Now, a lot of this is first time ever. It should be for the first time ever. The woman who originally released the first known information about Skull and Bones to Anthony Sutton now reveals all. She kept the fact that she was the leaker secret for more than two decades. Now she lays it all on the line. Charlotte Isherby, the Order of Skull and Bones, blown wide open. What the cult of death doesn't want you to know. And again, we're so busy just firing all these pearls out at people of incredible investigative reporting, we never even turn around and really even properly promote it. We're good at getting the info out, but we're not good at really saying, hey, we're delivering the goods here. Like, I'm going to call Paul Watson and have him watch it into a big report, or Steve Watson or Aaron Dykes, just to say, look at what we bring you. Look at this information. Appreciate this. This is like some 100-carat diamond just kind of thrown off under the bushes. By me, I didn't take the time out to write the write-up for it. I didn't. See, now you're getting inside my frustration. Because, man, I am just completely overwhelmed right now. And I'm so angry about what's happening. You know, I want to do a report tonight dealing with the fact that the elite has gone crazy. Look, we had a corrupt, out-of-control ruling class in 1990, but they had the Army study DU in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Dr. Doug Rocky, the head of their DU program, physicist, said, do not use this, you know, unless you're in an absolute emergency, as all the scientists before him said, and they went ahead and used it. Now, why in 1991 did they go from saying we can't use this because it ignites going down the barrel of the Abrams gun or the 50 cal or whatever system they're using it on, and we certainly can't have the troops move into areas we bombed with this because it leaves a residue that if you breathe any of it, is going to reduce your life massively, is going to kill you. If it was cyanide and killed you on the spot, it'd be a big controversy. But because it kills you slowly, you just crawl off like a rat. It takes you a few weeks to die. You know, I see all these reports of the troops' bodies, parts thrown in landfills, just like the 9/11 first responders, and troops sawed in half, or you know, families being delivered rotten bodies. It's all over the news. It's a huge controversy. I'm getting emails saying, "How dare you lie about it? How dare you make it up?" Okay, I'm making it up then. If you don't watch the news, know about the big controversies, and think I'm making it up that the government would do this, fine then. Just believe whatever you want. Here it is. Update. Pentagon reviews punishment over war dead remains. That's Reuters. In fact, you can aim the document cam right over here. It's a big controversy. I reported it last week, and people said I was a liar, but I was covering mainstream news. But yeah, I'm still a liar, though, even though it's all admitted and The Secretary of Defense is running around talking about it, giving press conferences. It doesn't exist. So, continuing here, they don't care about the troops. They don't care about anybody. They just fill you with a bunch of propaganda that, oh, it's Veterans Day. Let's wrap some people in a flag. Everything's wonderful. And let's have everybody stay on the plane while they bring the coffin off the Southwest Airlines flight that I flew in on. And let's just have the captain make constant comments during the flight about how incredible our troops are and how wondrous. And the captain carries the bags off of the Air Force officer who was accompanying the body. And people are crying on board, and it's all this big moment. Meanwhile, they're throwing their bodies in landfills. Meanwhile, they're taking their pension funds, stealing. Meanwhile, the government could care less and is letting them use weapons that has killed and debilitated hundreds of thousands. And they had congressional reports a decade ago about it. They've known the whole time. Most of Doug Rocky's team has died just from being around it to study it in the field. He's had 40-something surgeries now. Last time we tried to get him on, he was at the VA and D.C. Try to get him back on. I know he's real sick, but let's try to get Dr. Rocky back on before, you know, unfortunately it might be too late. But see, actually caring about them, that's persona non grata. That's no. You don't do that. You just put a flag on your car. I'm not saying you're bad if you have that, but the point is now actually fulfill it. You actually defend what the flag symbolizes, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, private property, the family, what made the country great. See, the system, the rulers we have, are systematically waging war on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and every form of basic freedom. So see, they're my enemy. But I know the pen is mightier than the sword, so I'm fighting them that way. But they don't like that because we're beating them, so they're going to try to make it physical. And, well, defense, that's defense. You have every right under natural law, under God's law, to defend yourself. And again, I'm not somebody looking for violence. But I will defend myself. I will. And I don't want this to happen, but if it is, let it come. Why sit we here idle? The war has already begun. Is peace so sweet, so dear to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, my countrymen. I don't know what course you're going to take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death, like Colonel Travis down there at the Alamo. He said victory or death. 180 and change against 4,000. And he knew, but he couldn't live his life as a coward. And that example, that sacrifice, led to things much greater. That's what living is really all about. That's adventure. That's courage. That's bold. And that's who I remember on Veterans Day. Not, oh, we care so much, and, oh, give money to all these charities for the troops that siphon most of it off, and, oh, thank you, troops, and connecting the troops to the war, and always having troops on TV going, I want the wars to continue, when most of the troops and polls are against it, and support Ron Paul. You know, having select PSYOP officers speak for all the rest of the military. This is about using these well-meaning heroes' efforts, because regardless, they've done it meaning well. To sell evil. And people are like, shut up, Alex. They're not throwing them in landfills. Okay, fine. You want to just, you know, I told you that since Chernobyl alone, since the atomic testing by the Russians and by the United States and by the French and others, in the northern hemisphere of the globe, that's us up here north of the equator, up into the 60s, you can pull these actuary numbers up. We've shown them here on air. Radiation levels doubled. Then after Chernobyl, because that's a dirty event, a reactor melting down is much worse than even an average hydrogen or atomic bomb going off, unless it's jacketed in cobalt or balconium G or whatever to make it a dirty bomb. I'm not talking about a little dirty bomb where they blow up some hospital x-ray equipment. I mean a hydrogen bomb that also radiates things for a billion years. Now, they got those. It's called a doomsday machine. By the way, those are real. The Rand Corporation came up with it. That movie is about the real Dr. Strangelove. Continuing, though. Oh, yeah, they've got bombs that you detonate it, it kills the entire Earth, the radiation. 100 years underground means nothing. Our government, the Russians, they've all made them. The Chinese have made them. They've got them that go in the atmosphere and detonate, and then it's over. And I guess they're getting us warmed up for that. Some say the elites have ways to remove this from their bodies. I've done some research. I don't think that's probably true. I mean, they got a lot of hidden technology, but not that type. Look at this one out of Associated Press. Nuke agency reports unusual radiation in Europe. Well, they've registered unusual radiation here in the United States. It's gone up massively. Massively. So it doubled in the atomic testing and then basically doubled again in the Northern Hemisphere. And now they're reporting it's way above that last doubling. And what was their answer? Oh, this isotope's up a couple thousand. This is up 100,000. Dozens of different isotopes we've listed off the EPA website here for you. If you don't believe me, just type into a search engine. EPA raises level of what they say is safe. EPA raises levels of radiation, what they say safe. It'll come up for you. EPA website. Because they're magic. They just, you know, it's kind of like they could say, well, a teaspoon of cyanide will kill, you know, dozens and dozens of people, but we'll just say you can eat cyanide now and wave a wand and then you can drink it and you don't die. Because they said so. They're God. They say spying on you without warrants and lamp poles listening and watching you secretly is not Big Brother, so it's not. They say the troops after 1990 can use DU and have no decontamination or nothing and just use it in proving grounds and shooting ranges everywhere in cities and areas all over the U.S. It's fine. Use it all over Hawaii. Use it all over Puerto Rico. Use it all over the U.S. It's fine. The troops can use it. It's fine. You can move right into a bunker bombed out by precision-guided munitions, DU tipped, and breathe it. Of course, you're going to die of lung cancer in 10, 15 years. If you're lucky, a lot of them start bleeding out the nose, kidney failure, and I just ship them home. Because they said so. Here, magic wand. Magic wand. Here, it's safe. Magic wand. Here, magic wand. Doesn't matter how many nuclear physicists I have on, nuclear chemical physicists like Busby and others, who he says, and this is a top advisor to the EU. He says, now me and many colleagues believe it could be about population reduction because the elite are consciously doing this. They've got reactors all over the U.S. leaking. Now it's a minor footnote after Fukushima. In Canada, leaking serious radiation. France has had huge nuclear disasters, two of them in the last 3 months. They got to be releasing this stuff on purpose now. There's disasters everywhere now. And now it's just like, well, don't worry. We just raised what level safe. Oh, your Geiger counter's picking that up? It's okay, sweetie cake. It's all right. The government loves you. Very low levels. It's very low, they say. Mm-hmm. Which are higher than normal, but doesn't seem, because they raise the level they say safe in Europe as well, to pose a health hazard, are being registered in the Czech Republic, that I guess they weren't playing ball and reported it, and elsewhere in Europe. Oh, okay. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Friday. The agency said the cause was not known, but was a result of, but was not the result of Fukushima's Daiichi nuclear disaster, which spread radiation across the globe in March. Yeah, because the Atomic Energy Agency is openly run and funded by the big nuclear lobby. So they're telling you it's not our reactors that blew up over there. Of course, we got caught lying to you about that earlier, about the total meltdowns, but just it's not that, okay? Oh, is it the disasters in France? Maybe it's all the other disasters. The very low levels of iodine-131, that's fission in reactors, it's Fukushima, and it's the French disasters. So you can just go look up what's released there, you know right away. But they're like, we don't know, we're just nuclear experts, and we don't know where this fingerprint came from. And, you know, let's say I'm the iodine 131, Alex Jones, and I put my thumbprints all over everything, and they go look and go, well, that's Alex Jones, but we don't know who that is. I mean, it's 100% fission, meltdown. They know where it's coming from. It's coming from meltdowns. That's when 131 is released. And they're just like, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Everything's wonderful. We don't know where it's coming from, though. Maybe an Easter bunny passed gas or something. I'm sorry. The very low levels of iodine-131 have been measured in the atmosphere, the agency said in a statement. It said such radio isotope will lose much of its radiation in about 8 days. Well, everything's fine then. Just reactors belching it. However, a official familiar with the matter who asked for anonymity because he was not authorized to comment said the release appeared to be continuing. Well, so what? See, now it's just an attitude of, for 50 years they've said don't let troops use this DU. It's an emergency weapon that the Russians pour across the Folger Gap into Germany, and we're outnumbered 10 to 1, and nuclear war is already happening. You get in decon suits, and these small arms can take out tanks, but you don't serve this out unless you're in a red-level total meltdown, already in nuclear war. Is that understood? That's what the manual said. 1990, they just said, you know what? Disregard all that. Have fun. Here it is. Use it. Use it. Use it. Oh, but it gets worse. Japanese debris to start hitting western U.S. and Canada this week. Took it 6 months to get across. The thousands of houses, everything, covered with radiation, including plutonium that lasts a billion plus years. It's all coming to California, and they're not going to get a Geiger counter out there to warn you. They're just going to let you die.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Last year, when it came out that it was melamine, it's now 2 years ago, in a lot of baby formula and stuff, and the Chinese executed the heads of the companies that did it. Our government just said, no recall, melamine is not bad for children. Every study, every report, kidney damage, kidney failure, brain damage, horrible. Our government just said it's good. DU's good, radiation's good. All of this stuff is good. They are openly telling you it's all good and wonderful. And my point is it's reached the point now of just craziness. And this is why cultures collapse. Civilizations pretty much always fall in. because they develop a high level of agrarian technology, a super class gets fat, dumb, and happy and divorced from reality and start acting like Marie Antoinette, and the entire society collapses. And I just cannot be force-fed all this patriotic worship of the troops when they say stand at a football game or stand at church or wherever and worship the troops. And I want to get up and say, okay, I'm going to stand up and say they shouldn't be using DU. Shut up, I'm patriotic. It's supposed to be a hollow, worthless system of patriotism towards the corrupt bankers, not real patriotism. And that's what makes me sick about everyone getting off on the coffin and the dead troop and the crying and all this. But you tell these people, hey, you should actually worry about the troops in DU. Shut up, anti-war communist. You're like, no, I really just want to warn people. Yeah, right. Why don't you go tell Bill Clinton how much you love him? Or you're like, hey, Obama's corrupt. Shut up, racist. I heard NPR this morning with guest after guest with horror as my wife was making breakfast for the children and I. And we're sitting there, and she's listening to it, and they're going, well, white people like Herman Cain because he speaks with kind of a black dialect, and they like to make fun of black people. And I was like, what? And then another guy came on with the same talking point. Yeah, they like Herman Cain because, you know, he sometimes messes up his English. Well, yeah, if you actually listen to some black folks that have a kind of a real American black dialect from the South or whatever, it actually just sounds like a redneck with just a little bit of a black accent. It is a pleasing sound to somebody who's used to that cadence, but it's not because he's black. It's because he sounds like a real regular guy. People like me because I sound like a regular guy. I'm not putting on some act, some polished Harvard thing like Obama does, and then he shows up at events and talks like, you know, to black folks and then puts on some kind of black accent. Or Hillary in Kentucky. Get me here with you today. Glad to have you with me. And if she talked like that, that's fine. But she doesn't talk like that. It's a joke. Nothing drives me crazy. You go to a Mexican food restaurant with people, you know, gringos or whatever, and the person comes over and goes, what would you like to eat? And they go, may I have taco, please? And the person's just looking at you going, what? Well, I mean, that's what Hillary does. Well, Herman Cain doesn't change how he sounds. That is something good. But he's a globalist. He's a good salesman. He's still a globalist. Folks, David Icke's coming up. I got masses of news on war, economy, the euro, they say may collapse. Yeah, collapse of the banker takeover. But first, I want to point out that I'm offering 18 of my films, all the films I have on DVD, for $99.95, a $260. Comes out to something, you look it up on the website, a $260 value, $260 off, it's $300 and something normally, $99.95, everything special, all the DVDs, it comes with bumper stickers and citizen rule book, all available. Yeah, so there's the actual numbers. It's a $259 off, and normally it's $359, so you save $259, your price $99.95 in your purchase, supports our transmission. And finally, I'm going to tell you about Diamond Gusset Jeans. Has a whole new line of jeans in all the styles for men and women. Go to gussetclothing.com and take a look at great American-made product. From the field to the factory, all Diamond Gusset Jeans are made right here in America. Whether you're looking for boot cut, slim fit, motorcycle jeans, they got it all. Check them out at gussetclothing.com or 888-8GUSSET.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.